I want a couple of housekeeping things, and then I'd like to ask Sandy to come up and kind of close this with a few comments and a prayer. We are, I don't know how many people are in here. We have 150 places for lunch, and 95 of you have signed up. And so there's a, what is that, 65, is that right? Come on now, we'll figure it out. But there's lunch down the hall on the left, and please come on down and join us if you can. It's been a wonderful morning, and Sandy, if you would come up and close us out with your comments and a prayer for lunch. Thank you. Yes. Would you like to pray?
Come on up here.
Come on up here, Sam. Yes, of course.
Please come on up and join us here at the microphone, if you would. Come on up here. Come on up. We're going to cram you in here if we can. Can we get everybody?
Yeah. How are you? So good to have you up here.
Let's pray. Father, we know there is power in the blood. We all have things in our past for which we are not proud. And Father, the blood atones for our sins. Father, we publicly here, as I stand next to Miss Carolyn Purdy McGee, ask for your forgiveness. There were good people who were not allowed to enter into the sanctuary to worship. Father, 24 hours before he died in our very city, Dr. King retold the story of the Good Samaritan. And he said that it was not a person who was from the same race as the Good Samaritan who stopped and tended to his wounds and took care of him. And then he said how he longed to see a new New York, a new Atlanta, a new Los Angeles. And Father, his last city he named was a new Memphis. Father, you've shown us a glimpse of that this morning. We have much more to go. And Father, as one who knew some of those names who were on the presentation this morning, there was so much good about them. But they did have a blind spot in knowing who their neighbor was. Father, we have blind spots too. But thank you for opening our eyes more clearly through your word about who we are to love and serve and minister to. Thank you for the courageous testimony of those given today, including this lady standing next to me. Father, I wish I could shake Joe Purdy's hand. I wish I could ask forgiveness. But Father, he is with you now, and he knows perfect forgiveness. Help us look out from these walls into the streets to those who are the least among us. Show them the love of Christ, regardless of the color of their skin or their economic status. Show us a love, Father, that can only come from you. Fill us with your Spirit. Guide us every step of the way. And may those who do not know the truth know they may enter the doors of Second Presbyterian Church. They may enter the doors of Independent Presbyterian Church. They may enter the doors where the gospel is preached boldly and with truth, the whole counsel of God, where we are taught to love our neighbors as ourselves. Father, we ask these things as we can only do because you've shown us the truth. You've broken our hearts, and you've called us unto repentance. We praise your name for that.
Father, as we continue in prayer, we know that you have already forgiven all of us. We know that. We know that your blood on the cross did it all. What you want us to do is appropriate the many blessings and the authority that you have given to us through your Son, Jesus. You said in your word that you will be known by your fruit. By your fruit. So we are making an attempt to recognize that we are connected with you. And Lord God, as we learn to yield ourselves, as you said in your words, you said, when you said that you believed in me, you died. You became a new creation. And so you expect to see us exemplify that. So, Father, on behalf of my brother and more so on behalf of your Son, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this day. And so as we leave here, we're going to honor God. We are going to honor God. Amen.
Thank you.
Sam and Carolyn, I believe that was of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for leading us in prayer. And it's just so wonderful to be praying up here with you folks. And we represent a lot of people. This is just a little symbol of so many people that are being reconciled, that want to be reconciled, that need to be reconciled. I'm so grateful, I know all of you are, for all of the presentations that have been made this morning. We've been deeply educated and encouraged. And we've been led to the cross of Christ. And it is at the feet of his cross where all the reconciliation will take place. All the blood that was shed. So the Jew and Gentile, Asian and Hispanic, African American and the Caucasian American might really love each other and be family together. Not just cessation of hostilities, family together. That's what we're made for. And it's been wonderful to be taken to the cross again this morning by those who have presented for us. We're going to make our way down this way. Please don't skip lunch. We want you there. And I'm not worried about how many people are going to eat. Some of you don't need to eat anyway. And you'd be the first ones to abstain. All of you that know you shouldn't be eating anyway. Now, all you folks who are really hungry, you just go right ahead. And the rest of us, fat people, we're going to sit in the back and say thank you for taking the food because we didn't need to eat it anyway. But what we need to do is have family time. That's what we need. So don't skip family time. We're going to go down here and have family time. We'll have a little panel during lunch. We'll let you talk a little bit, and then we're going to interrupt your conversations. And Richie and I and Steve and Lillian Hammond and Larry Jensen are going to discuss some of these things in a panel discussion. So we want you to be there for that too. The Lord bless every one of you, because the Lord blesses His people, and He has blessed us this morning. Praise be to His name forevermore. Amen.